WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Jan Gabarek, Egberto Gismonte, and Charlie Hayden recorded a memorable live jazz performance in 1981. But the tape sat for over 30 years before being released. We'll hear a long track from that album on the next Deep Threes, along with music from Moondog, Paco Rozicke, and Bash Nova. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Allison Murphy of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. The local COVID-19 numbers are staggering, with each day bringing new record totals and more deaths. There were 15 new COVID-19 cases in Greene County announced November 20th. Greene County health officials said two people who ate at the Barnwood restaurant in Catskill between 12:30 and 2 p.m. on Tuesday, November 17th, have tested positive for coronavirus. The city of Hudson issued a stay-at-home order late November 19th as cases spiked within the community of 6,000. Between October 30th and November 13th, 15 residents had COVID-19, or about 20% of all cases since the beginning of the pandemic, according to the advisory. The city, quote, strongly advises residents to stay inside their homes and avoid interaction with people outside their household, unquote, and to avoid traveling except for work, school, or essential needs. Columbia County did not announce numbers November 20th, but there were 41 cases of COVID-19 confirmed by the Rensselaer County Health Department there on November 20th. Those 41 cases are the highest single-day total for Rensselaer County since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak. Dutchess County reported its 12th death from COVID, with 53 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus November 20th. Ulster County recorded another 33 cases of COVID-19 on November 20th, and Albany County announced 87 new COVID-19 cases.
The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10 counties located in the mid and lower Hudson Valley gained a combined 22,000 non-farm jobs in October, continuing to recover from some of the losses caused by the coronavirus-related economic slump, according to the State Department of Labor. The region-wide total at the end of October was 942,600, up from 920,600 in September, but still sharply lower than the 1.03 million total of a year ago. Non-farm employment includes all positions in the private and public sectors, with the exception of those in agriculture. The Labor Department said there was a slight increase in the non-farm job totals in Greene and Columbia counties from September to October. Greene County's total rose from 14,000 to 14,200, while Columbia's climbed from 20,000 in September to 20,500 in October. The October 2019 totals in the two counties were 14,700 in Greene and 21,800 in Columbia. Similar increases were reported in Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. Statewide, non-farm employment increased as well. The state unemployment rate last month was 9.6%, a small improvement over the September rate of 9.7%, but still much higher than the October 2019 rate of 3.9%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature, November 18th, approved the county's $112.6 million 2021 budget. The spending plan will stay relatively flat, increasing by $500,000. The budget calls for $2.5 million to be drawn from the county's reserve fund as well. The amount to be raised by taxes will remain at the 2020 level of $27.4 million, with 9 of the county's 14 towns seeing tax rate reductions, according to the budget document. Quote, our legislators and county leaders have done an excellent job holding the line on expenses and continuing to provide essential services during a quite challenging time, unquote, legislator chair Patrick Linger said. Quote, we've delivered a very conservative budget to provide excellent value to our taxpayers, unquote, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said. At the end of the year, the county is projected to have $49.5 million of debt and $38 million coming from the new Greene County Jail project. Sales tax revenue is projected to increase by $500,000 in the 2021 budget to $32.7 million. Quote, the phenomena for sales tax is that the mall may have been closed, but people are still buying their sneakers. They're just doing it online, unquote, Groden said, of a county that does not have any malls. He noted that people may be changing the way they shop and how they shop, but they are still shopping. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Basilica Hudson has announced its annual farm and flea holiday market will be virtual this year. The market has been an annual event for the past 8 years. Due to COVID-19 concerns, holding the traditional in-person event was not possible. So the market will include more than 70 Hudson Valley-based businesses selling goods and services online. Melissa Off-DeMar, Basilica Hudson co-founder and director, said in a statement, and I quote, this pandemic is hitting hard on our cultural and social livelihoods, so sticking together locally and putting our creative minds together is how we will get through this challenging time, end quote. Shoppers can choose items from local and regional vendors offering handmade items, crafts, unique food options, and more. The vendors include a variety of farmers, artisans, local chefs, vintage collectors, and more. Basilica Farm and Flea was awarded a $5,000 grant by the Hudson Tourism Board. Those funds were used to create the website that links seller sites and to support educational workshops and promotion of local businesses. Basilica Farm and Flea holds 2 markets each year in the spring on Mother's Day weekend and the holiday market after Thanksgiving. The virtual market can be found at basilicahudson.org, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
William J. Kemble and Mike Stribble are reporting for the Daily Freeman that the State Department of Public Service, November 19th, called for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation to be fined $16 million for violations related to the recovery from Tropical Storm Isaias in August. The department also recommended fines of $102 million for New York City-based Con Edison and $19 million for Orange and Rockland utilities related to the same recovery. The utilities were warned about 2 weeks after the storm that steep fines were possible. Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a conference call with reporters that the proposed Central Hudson fine is the result of 32 separate violations related to power outages that lasted from August 4th until August 8th. Con Ed was cited for 33 violations and O&R for 38. All 3 companies will have the opportunity to dispute the recommended fines. The Department of Public Service said in a 46-page report that Isaias caused 116,000 customers of Central Hudson to lose power. The utility serves a total of about 306,000 customers in 8 New York counties, including Ulster, Dutchess, Greene, and Columbia. Con Ed has had 330,000 outages, and O&R had 189,000, the report said. The report said Central Hudson and the other 2 utilities did not have enough personnel to make repairs, take calls from customers, and provide outage and repair updates online. State investigators also said preparations for Isaias by all 3 utilities were based on a misreading of the storm's track, resulting in requests for outside assistance not being made until the storm was about to hit the area. Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature's Budget, Finance, and Personnel Committee, November 19th, approved the county's proposed $502 million 2021 budget. By a vote of 9-3, lawmakers adopted the plan, which includes funding for law enforcement, parks, and COVID-19 relief. The committee cut $18 million in spending. The full legislature will vote December 3rd on the proposal. If adopted, the spending plan will mark the sixth consecutive year of lower taxes for county residents. Committee Chairman William Truitt said, and I quote, "Because of the work done by this legislative body over the past few years, under the leadership of Chairman of the Legislature Greg Pulver, and in partnership with County Executive Mark Molinaro, we may have one of the only counties in the state able to say we managed to cut taxes for the sixth year in a row while still securing funding for essential services during this pandemic. I'm proud of the budget we've created and am confident it will pass with flying colors in the legislature in December," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 26. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 42 degrees. And Sunday night, rain is likely after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 37 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 26. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 42 degrees. And Sunday night, rain is likely after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 37 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael and Lisa Lindsay Hogg of Claverick, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Now we hear from a band with members based in both Greene County and Columbia County, the Dust Bowl Fairies. Here's their 2020 new song, Candy Store.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
You really should have
accept. This time he's come for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me. Rosemary, where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see. Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that it hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad and smile a little smile for me. Rosemary, Rosemary. I guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin. Don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me. Rosemary, where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see. Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that it hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad and smile a little smile for me. Rosemary, Rosemary.
Brand new Yola Tenga.
Number 8.
2020 new music there from William Baczynski with For Whom the Bell Tolls from his 2020 album Lamentation.
Number 7.
Enjoy.
We can really feel like we're here. You can see that we can really feel like we're here.
I was looking through, and there was this firefly that was going all around the room. And I held out my finger, and the firefly landed on my finger.
We can really feel like we're here.
And the crazy thing was that I felt it.
Is he okay?
No, I think he's having a seizure.
You can get the feeling that you're really in a place. You can get the feeling that
he's not allowed to move. He's not moving.
You're recording.
Yeah, no, I mean, this street is just completely flooded.
Yeah.
Can you guys see this behind me? I mean, this is...
Hi, Mom.
And this is what
it's
it looks like.
It's crazy to feel like you're in the middle of it.
The crazy thing was,
we can really feel like we're here.
Your brain just thought you were feeling
exactly.
We are actually going to verify every single experience.
Exactly.
Sorts, but one that you never leave.
Reporting from the entire head.
I was looking through. It just looked realer.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. And I held out my finger. And the crazy thing was,
he's not allowed to move. He's not moving. But his intentionality is being captured over there.
Exactly.
To run any experience you want.
I felt it. Uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent.
Yeah.
We can really feel like we're here.
It feels like we're really here, and it's obviously a tough place to get to now. And a lot of people are really suffering with the aftermath of the hurricane. Value.
She's reaching in and just about to kiss me.
Because there'll be nothing out there anymore.
Or worse.
Oh, that's the end of the demo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm okay.
You good, man?
Yeah.
What would you say if somebody got this on video?
That was Negative Land with We Can Really Feel Like We Are Here in their 2020 album, The World Will Decide.
Number 6.
Here's a 2020 release from Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and Matt Sweeney. It's a cover of the Hank Williams Jr. song OD'd in Denver.
We started the tour out in Denver, Colorado. I made the first one, but I did not make the second show. 'Cause I met this girl there that brought about quite a big change. But I OD'd in Denver and I just can't remember her name. Yes, you could say my love life was not up to par. Too many nights alone had left some permanent scars. She told me she'd love me, and I told her that I'd do the same. Then I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember. myself, so I guess I shouldn't complain. Doc says, son, you can't do any more of that cocaine. But she made me higher than all of those expensive things. But I OD'd in Denver and wish I could remember her name. So I turned to other things, trying to make my daydreams real. But they don't take the place of a woman's face or of her feel. She treated me nice, and I'd like to find her again. But I OD'd in Denver, and I just can't remember her name. I brought it on myself, so I guess I shouldn't complain. Doc says, son, you can't do any. And I OD'd in Denver and wish I could remember her name. Kinda overdid it in Denver and I just can't remember her name.
Number five.
Here's 2020 new music from Janelle Monáe. The song is called Turntables. It's from the movie All In, The Fight for Democracy.
The table about to turn. The table about to turn. The table about to turn. Yeah. I've been flipping through my timeline. Trying to get my mind right. My city cried out. I got to cool down. I'm under pressure, cooking with my Crisco. Look at what my fist go. A renegade when I'm in a rage. I got to cool down, but I'm under pressure. I keep my hands dirty, my mind clean. Got a new agenda with a new dream. I'm kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. America, you a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole world. And the table's about to, the table's about to turn. Kitchen, then you should do the dishes. Burning down plantations. Ain't no parking, I don't need no validation. I light sage when I'm in a rage. I don't need permission, I got my intuition. Hands dirty, mind clean. A different vision with a new dream. We kicking out the old regime. Liberation, elevation, education. I said America, use a lie. But the whole world about to testify. I said the whole.
Number
from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer with Capital Region musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Their self-titled album Sky Furrows came out in October 2020. Their song The Mind Runs a Race and Falls Down.
I can see them on the trees across the street. We're marching into something I can't stop and don't understand. We have three blankets on the bed. The bottom one's the warmest. He said, "Don't you know how to sleep in the cold?" I said, "I know how to have heat." I wake several times in the night and stare into the midnight blue of the room. Snow piles darkly on the sill. Snow against the window is shadowed in black. If he turns away from me, I roll over and wrap my arms tightly around him. I press my feet into his feet. It's survival. It's primitive. Outside the window is the fire escape. Cast iron angles and rusted railings. Old chicken rots in the fridge. A foil coffee package accumulates grease. We're not exactly lovers. And not exactly sister and brother. And not exactly married. And not exactly thriving. This is a march of sorts. A march into decrepitude which I can't halt and therefore share. I share his home. Troubled home. Love is a small, weak piece of home. Sometimes I sweep the floor. I started a new bag of garbage. I pry rice grains off the stove with a butter knife. We're not exactly lovers, and not exactly sister and brother, and not exactly married, and not exactly thriving. Drag a chair next to the stove and crouch in the suffocated window light. Garlic skins and salt stains on the floor. It's discouraging, but it's not my discouraging. It's mine, but I don't own it. The future is a few inches away. Time is like space in that you can see different parts of it. It's like standing in an intersection. You can look left or right, forward or backward. You can see what's coming right at you or stare off into the distance. We're not exactly lovers, and not exactly sister and brother, and not exactly married, and not exactly thriving. Assume I'm not free.
number 3.
I'm sitting here wondering if this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames, will dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. Or so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip, to the port side of a sinking ship, staring in a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. While you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus. They say I have a perfect face for radio, and a trumpet for listening, a cheek to turn to you, an eye for glistening. Tear that tear from me, hold it in your memory. Pull away the powder and the pain-painted dream of this and that disgrace. A silver band of marching souls, a button of brass, an epaulette of gold. That Lenten light, that slight fanfare that consoles. That trivial, sniveling rosary, that ring-a-ding rosemary. Condemned a man, alas. At last, at Requiem Mass. I sound much better than I look, like a hero in a book. Now there is too much at stake, but perhaps you mistook my mistake for the tip in the print you dusted for from the hand you forgot to shake. Tumbledown Dick said to King Oliver, I don't shrink down at the thought of you. Give the people back their ringlet prince, just like you ought to do. Journey far from here like Gulliver, to lands at the edge of everywhere that we have still to discover. Where there's a soul of a jackboot in a broken brace, poised above a human face, forever and ever. Just doesn't matter if I should deceive you or if I should flatter. If your bankroll gets thin while some kitty gets fatter, radio is everything. From the straight to the narrow, to the broadcast from within, radio is everything. Radio is everything.
Number 2.
Next, we hear from Modur Maktur, who just signed with Matador Records and has his first single out on the new label, Chismitten, 2020 New Music from Modur Maktur.
Thank you. يكدنر كالخالي كيش سنيدي يكدنر كالخالي كيش سنيدي
بكك يا رخما
number
one. Next we have 2020 new music from Alan Broffman with Cooper Moore, James Brandon Lewis, Andrew Drury, and Ken Filiano. This is from the album The Fire Still Burns, Sunrise. Thank you.
And this is Morning Bazaar from that same album, The Fire Still Burns, out from 2020 from Alan Brofman.